You're listening to the Hammer Fisting Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This is the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Hammer Fist Podcast.
Hammer Fisting.
Hammer Fisting Podcast.
With Luis J. Gomez.
You don't know much about this guy. He's like another all-American dude, but he's supremely racist. He's like a professional wrestling bad guy. He can push people's buttons and get them to like it.
On the Riotcast Network.
And now I'm just sitting here fuming.
The Hammer Fisting Podcast. Hammer Fisting.
Hammer Fisting!
Perfect. Really. I try to avoid this for a large period of my life because after college, this is what I listened to and watched a lot. Things are changing.
What's going on, Hammer Fisters? I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Wait up for it. Let it build up. Oni. I had a really weird obsession with Vietnam after college, during college and after it. Yeah. And this song was like the theme for that.
Because you fucked an Asian hooker and she told you she loved you a long time.
But then I shot her like in like in Watchmen.
This is the end of the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
We're all in a weird mood on today's Hammer Fisting. Tickle doesn't want to admit that he's in a weird mood.
Somebody, and it's probably going to be me, is going to commit suicide by the end of the night.
You know what? It should be Oni.
I'm in a great mood.
I know. It's bugging me.
I'm the happiest of all time.
That the least likely to commit suicide in this room is Oni, and he should be the only one in the room who kills himself.
Absolutely not. I have two human beings that depend on me.
He has two human beings.
That's his hot Asian girlfriend and his landlord.
Oh, wait, three. Oh, wait, four.
Jim
Morrison knew.
It's going to be a weird...
life was shit.
It's going to be a weird Hammer Fisting today.
He knew life was shit, Lewis. Admit that.
When did Jim Morrison die? How old was he?
Was it 70s or 60s?
27, man. He's part of the 27.
Really, if we had to kill ourselves, Lewis, we should have done it at 27.
Didn't, like, Jimi Hendrix die at 27?
They all died. Kurt Cobain
died at 27.
Janis Joplin.
Tinkle would have to go back in
Amy
time
Winehouse.
23 years.
Tinkle, you're too far in. You can't let go now.
No, I'm going to do it when I'm 54, so it's twice as cool.
So in 2 years.
You know what? Actually, 54 I think is respectable.
You had a good run. At 54,
you
had a good run.
If you don't kill yourself by 40, you fucking missed the boat, man. Yeah. After 40, if you don't kill yourself, it's like you have nothing.
The
to
only thing after that is if you're like really cool, like Hunter S. Thompson, and you're done with your life at the end, like in your 70s.
Oh, if you're gonna die anyway, then you can kill yourself whenever you want. But if you're upset, you kill yourself over 40.
Listen
then
to this
up.
Song though.
You should have already done it already.
When you hear this song, you want to do like this. Even when you're not on drugs, you just want to move like this.
If you guys could see Vic, he's barely moving.
He looks like one of those giant floaty like Godzillas in front of like some car dealership right now.
I want to just be making out with a chick with a bunch of snakes all over her. It's weird.
When you were doing that dance, you look like one of those games that you hold with a little metal ball and you're trying to get it from one end of the ball to the other.
Get the metal ball to the end of the maze.
This is depressing.
I really should have played the 11-minute version of this song. We'd have a weird, trippy fucking intro to the Hammer Fisting Podcast, you episode 148.
You should do like Apocalypse Now. We should bring it back halfway through at the end and ramp out with it.
Oh, spoiler alert. I've never seen Apocalypse Now.
Oh, my God. You're a douchebag.
Spoiler alert. It's overrated.
Yeah.
Am I too loud?
Spoiler alert. All the cool scenes you already know already.
Yeah. You know all the lines. It's like
but
three
although,
lines.
Although it has been... It's funny, like if you
hold
see
on
that,
one second.
See...
Time out. Sorry, Vic. Stop having an off microphone conversation with Beatrice.
I thought she was mad at me.
She was speaking out loud, which she shouldn't have been.
She can. She's holding your child over there.
She is. She's holding him in a fucking sack while she cooks. I'm sorry.
She's got the baby thrown in a sack while she
puck
plays
lips now.
Some meat.
Like an African.
Great.
She's an African
overrated.
Mother.
Overrated? That movie was awesome.
Yeah, it was garbage. No, it was all right. It was all right.
Can you imagine Nick Diaz in that situation?
You know what? I just decided today's podcast is not going to be about MMA.
No, it is going to be.
No, we're
it's
not.
Going to be about
MMA. We're not talking about UFC 158.
We're going to mix it in. Are you mad that Diaz lost?
No, I don't want to talk about it, honestly.
You know what? I'm sick of this stuff.
What are you sick of?
I'm announcing that my retirement from the Hammer Fisting podcast at the end of the show.
All right, are we all retiring?
He's retired. Tinkle is going to take over because I retired as well. Yeah. Oni, guess what? You're Tinkle's
number two, finally.
VP.
Finally.
You know what? I changed my mind. I want my rematch. I want my chance to host.
No. You're out the game.
No, you can't. Look, I haven't paid taxes in like 30 years, okay? I'm due. I'm ready to host the Hammer Fisting podcast. That's what it is.
Fucking
is that the requirement?
Every fucking bullet point that we have for the podcast, he's gone over in the last 90 seconds. He's leaving us no room to talk about anything later on.
There is room to talk. Can you believe his post fight? I actually got tired of Nick Diaz.
Vic, we're not talking about mixed martial arts on today's podcast.
At some point. We're talking about mixed.
So take a call. I don't care. There's no rules anymore.
What's the rule? No, there's no.
There is no rules.
It's officially Cambodia now. Is that what you're trying to say?
Post apocalyptic.
Tinkle's fucking in a bad mood. He comes in, doesn't look at me.
He hasn't had one fruit yet, so I don't know. What's
hasn't
going on.
Fucking looked at me. Hasn't said a word to me. I
had some fruits.
I asked him about an interview that. He said he was going to try to get, and he was just like, no, I didn't call. I was like, all right.
It's a miserable day outside. Maybe he's not feeling good about stuff. I've had these days. I feel awful today, too.
No, I know. But what happened when you told me today that you're going to come in and try to ruin the podcast, Vic? What did I say?
I didn't say I was going
to
ruin
I
the
said,
podcast.
Don't.
I said, and Tinkle, hear me out on this. I said, I thought it'd be funny if I gave you like a statement that said I'm not coming in today.
He said he's going to come in, and then he's like, then I'm going to come in really late, and I'm just going to make it really weird. That's what he said. And I was like, no, Vic.
As opposed to.
Don't do that. Don't. As opposed to showing up on time and making it really weird.
Number one, saying I want to make it weird is like stating the obvious, because every time I say something, it's weird. Number two, I thought it'd be funny because that's what Nick Diaz did. He said, I'm not going to post-fight presser. Then he showed up in the crowd half an hour later. I thought it'd be funny. I'm sorry that I have a sense of humor. I'm sorry that I brought MMA back to the Hammer Fisting podcast.
You know, I just wanted to have a good show today.
We're having a good show.
It's going to be a great show today.
No,
guys.
It's not going to. It's going to be a bad show today. I have a
Fair
feeling
enough.
In the air.
You've had bad moods and you've ruined stuff too.
Yeah, I'm in a horrific mood.
Why? What's going
why
on?
Why does he think you're in a bad mood?
You know what?
Mood
you don't want to have. We don't want to talk about MMA. Let's air out the grievances.
I'm in a bad mood because my stand-up comedy career fucking stinks.
Yes.
We've known that ever since I've known you, I've known
Remember
that.
When you started and we told you?
The only fucking, like literally, I'm doing comedy like it's a fucking, like the same way people build boats in little bottles. That'd be like somebody saying like, oh, I build boats. You'd be like, oh, well, no, I mean, dude, you're in your garage building little tiny model boats in a bottle. It's impressive in its own way. But you're not actually a boat builder. Let's not fucking go out and really. That's the way I do comedy.
Oh my God, that's fucking great. Have you thought that through, or did you just make?
No, comedy? I just made it up on the spot.
That was a great analogy. I felt that all
Lewis,
the way through.
Lewis's kind of comedy is the kind of comedy where if you fell off the Titanic and you hold on to a lifeboat, you would just sink. It's not an actual boat.
It's not a boat.
They would all die. It's like your second option is just as bad as the first option.
Here's this boat. They go, thank God, there's a boat. Oh, never mind. It's a tiny miniature boat in a bottle. I'm dying.
It's worthless.
And fucking,
and
by the way, by me insulting you right now, I'm only saying it because I'm insulting myself.
You guys are projecting right now.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Chris Tinkle's really fat. He can't take care of his baby.
Let me hear. let me. You know what? I'm gonna do this today because I'm coming from my dark place like GSP. All right. Again, MMA. Back to the podcast. Is it the comedy? Is the comedy career gotten to both of you today?
It's comedy. Number one, like,
quit Bogarting the microphone. Is it
no,
you
no,
too?
No.
What's up?
Is
me?
It comedy?
Tinkle doesn't
want
to talk about why he's in a bad mood.
I'm just not.
It's just you got a bad day.
Yeah.
Play you had a bad day song. You play shitty music all day. Play the bad day song.
I'll fucking tell you why I got. I'll tell you why I got angry.
And I'm not being mean to you.
I got angry last night, and it's held over today, and I should be a lot happier because me and my girl were having some troubles. And we had a really good weekend, and everything and it's all worked out. But last really night, fucking
oh, you were in a
yesterday.
Bad mood last night about you. Bad mood
no,
about
no, okay,
last night?
Okay. Here's what happened, dude.
About Dante Nero.
Now here's what happened. I get fucking booked for this whole week full of shows, right? I'm like in between day jobs right now, so I don't have that much money. I assume I'm getting paid for all these shows. I just assume I'm getting paid, and I'm also helping them out with this other venture too. I'm helping them do social media, and they're not paying me for that either. So at the end of the show last night, there's like 8 people there. I do whatever. It's not. I don't do that great. I'm like, I kind of make it awkward. I do this joke I should have done in front of 8 people. Whatever. I'm irritated. I walk off stage, and the dude who runs it says to me, "I heard that you had a rough one."
Wait, is this why you're in a bad mood today?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons, but I was really. And then so I'm like irritated. Like, dude, I did all. And then I find I'm not getting paid. So I'm not getting paid for all these shows I've done. And I'm doing the other shit for free for you, and I'll get paid for that. And you're gonna fucking like insult me? Like,
hold on,
it costs money to fucking talk shit to
me. I was there.
Did he have a rough
one? I will tell you, no, it was fine. He was on par with everyone else on the show. It was 8 people in a theater. It was, I think that you are taking it a little too seriously. Because
what club is it?
It's not a club at all. That's why I was even more irritated. It's like, dude, like they should.
Oh, is that thing on?
So
is this the Tobacco Road?
I will say one thing. Okay, so here's my theory. Dude, I don't like when people. It's like if a guy playing baseball, you strike out. People don't go up to him and go, "Man, you really fucked up that last pitch. You should have." Look, you let him throw the fucking helmets in the dugout. You let him flip over the Gatorade cooler. You let him fucking cool out for a bit.
Is that how you get after a bat? Like you're.
But hold on, time out,
dude. The better analogy is.
Then that means you had a
hold on. The better analogy is you got on base. The next dude struck out, and the inning turned over. And then the guy came out and said, "Hey, good job there, buddy."
Yeah.
But it's like he was half busting balls. I was there. He wasn't honestly being that serious. I get that you took
insane.
It that way. You did take it a little sensitively. Because
that's, I was also irritated. I wasn't getting paid.
I get you being irritated. I get all that. But he wasn't
fucking
actually.
Six shows, dude.
If you just ate a dick, I don't think he would have said anything. I think he would have just been like, I was like, all right,
and
whatever.
And I did fine all the rest of the shows, and no one said anything. So that's why I was like irritated at the one time. It's like, then you're going to say.
Yeah,
dude,
but dude,
and I realized in the grand scheme of things, I realized it's not that big a deal.
It's not a big deal. And it's ball busting because that's all that was going on. Nobody. I'm telling you right now, you, like, if you didn't. If you're not
a funny
comic,
I just don't come from that place. Dude.
I know you come from California, where everyone's friends.
Yeah, I don't come from that place where it's like. I mean, you know, if you're like, you can say something to me. You can, because you're my friend. Only can just people who I don't know
not
just
Vic.
Like coming up to me. No,
yeah,
dude.
But you
Vic
don't
did,
take comics.
Vic,
as
I would be fucking livid. If Vic said something to me,
you know what?
If I
you know
hated,
what? I understand, but you know my whole point is I'm trying to antagonize you. If I did it,
I wouldn't kick you when you're down, I'd kick you when you're slightly up. But dude, okay,
I'm
all over the place in terms like, dude, I wake up some days I'm in a fucking, I'm great mood.
That's why I send you those texts,
and
man.
Today I woke up and I just hated me. And I got this really funny Facebook message from this kid I used to fucking teach 7th grade PE. He was the biggest little asshole in my school. This little white kid around all these black kids. One day he
send
had
you a dick pic?
Surprise, you ruined the ending. No, dude, this is a kid in 7th grade. He had fucking red hot pepper flakes, you know, like fucking itching powder.
Yeah.
And he got it on his dick. And he was like in like the boys, like screaming. And I had
Mr.
to go,
Tinkle,
like,
blow it off.
Yeah, no, I had to go take him to the fucking principal's office because he had fucking itching powder on his dick. So this kid today found me on Facebook. He like heard me on Pandora and he writes me this like 2 paragraph like, "I can't believe you're famous." And I'm just like livid, like, I didn't get paid for these fucking. I'm just so mad. And this kid's like, "I can't believe you're doing it, man."
Can I say something? Tinkle.
This is the
German. Why couldn't you just come in and say this to me before the podcast? Because where I go in my head, like, you have to understand when you're like
we're
depressed, down, looking at your phone, you won't answer any questions.
Fucking,
time out.
I don't like to talk about it, dude.
But when I fucking bring it up to you, in my head, I go, "Oh, Tinkle has a fucking problem with me or the show right now," and then I automatically get defensive. I wasn't gonna start
because
the show.
You're always thinking about yourself, right,
dude? Lewis, yeah, I'm not gonna bring it. It's a very self-centered ego, dude.
And it hurts him.
Yeah, but if we're boys, why wouldn't you just go, "Hey, dude"? Like the first thing I said to Tinkle when he walked in, I was like, "Dude, I am fucking furious about my career right now. Right. It is ridiculous. I had a fucking. I was on the way
why
home.
Why do you guys keep calling it a career?
You're not included."
Oni's gonna get patched in today. Yeah. Keep it up.
Oni, you are 3 good jokes away from being patched in. I'm gonna tell you that much.
All right. All right.
So he'll be passed in what, 2 months? What? Oh. What? That's how it's done, son.
There we go. I like to get that fire out of you guys.
Angry tinkle.
Dude, because I don't feel like coming over here and telling Lewis my fucking wah-wah. I didn't make $200.
I know, but you know,
he's struggling with his own stuff. His fucking tits are getting bigger by the second.
I know.
He's got a family. In all seriousness, that we all periodically feel that way about our quote-unquote careers. And so airing it out to us, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I felt that way last, you know. I can relate to all that shit.
I've not.
No.
And then a minute before that.
By the way, guys, I'm absolutely positive. So ask him. I send him good text messages, man. Why don't you every now and then send him, you know, take a text message that says, hey, you're funny, you're a good guy, and people like you. You know, make Tinkle's day?
All right, look, we can't play music under everything.
Yeah, we can.
So, yeah, this is a wild one today,
guys. All right,
well,
I guess this is Tinkle.
This one's for the fans.
It's going to be okay. You hit your ups and downs. I think you're on an upswing. I mean that. As a spectator, street comic, I watch you.
As someone who talks into a fucking something funny and funny, something else funny.
Ah, so you were in an upswing until you made that joke. Now you're back where you were.
I'm trying to tell you that you're going to be okay. You're having a bad day. People joke, Josh, it's going to be okay. We're going to get you through this. Lewis,
no helping you.
Your career's going to pick up. Just
no, it's
down.
Awful.
Things are awful. Things are settling down.
It's awful.
Maybe you should go tell Marco at Eastville that you're sorry.
I don't.
I should. Honestly, this is my formal apology to Marco Elgert, the owner of Eastville Comedy Club. Please take me back.
Please include
I'm
him.
I'm dying to not be just working for Wayne Rada on the fucking weekends. Where am I at in my career that this is? I've gone back 4 years in time.
You know who?
I don't think you guys got over being beat by teenagers at the Caroline's Comedy Challenge.
You know,
and hoop madness.
I know. That's a whole other set of problems.
You know what you guys are? You guys are like Nick Diaz after he lost his match to GSP.
Vic, did you just leave sport outside?
I didn't bring him back in.
Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't care about that dog. I'm sorry.
Vic, you can't just let the dog out.
I didn't let him out on purpose.
Dude, my dog's going to fucking die one day, and I'm going to fucking kill you.
I didn't let him die.
How is him dying going to help out? How's it going to bring sport back to life?
I didn't know he was outside.
Then I'm going to have to drag your big body and sport to the pet cemetery. You can't have a conversation with us when we're on mic because nobody can hear you.
Just to let you know.
You know what we can hear? We can have the offset thing. That's what Bobby Kelly does.
Sport Pete all over the hallway.
Hey, look. Everything's fine. Let's take a break real quick because I got to make a phone call. We'll be back.
We'll be back and we're going to talk about MMA plus to our sponsors. We got UFC 158 coming up.
That was good, man.
I'm glad we got that out a little bit.
Aired out our grievances.
And we have a whole new sponsor, too.
What do you mean?
We actually don't. I was just hoping we get excited about something.
All right, guys, we'll be back in like 5. Stop, Hammer Fisters. We're back. Me and Tickle are feeling a little bit better. We just were scrolling through pictures of his former students. Hot little 21-year-olds that were 14 when they met Tinkle.
Yeah.
That's
gonna go home and touch my wiener. It's gonna be pretty cool.
This song is apropos to your just disgusting manners.
Tinkle, have you ever jerked it to your former students?
Not in the classroom. I usually wait until I got home.
I mean, because that girl you just showed me, we won't say her name.
No.
Sally McDonald. We won't say her name, but she's fucking smoking, dude. Let me see again. Dude, I would never stop. This would be my screensaver if I was you.
You don't understand. Those kids were the fucking worst, dude.
She was the worst?
No, she was a little cunt. They all were.
No, she wasn't.
She probably has a...
Now she's a... What the hell am I doing
here? I don't know. I can only go so far with it. Like, I'm down to make fun of it.
Oh, here's pictures of her at Burning Man. She's making out with a Puerto Rican. God bless her. Good for this chick. This chick is awesome, dude. Vic's on the phone. We're back, guys. We're going to talk about UFC 158, top of the hour. I always want to say that. I wish we did a real radio show.
That would be awesome.
UFC 158 this past weekend. George St. Pierre versus Nick Diaz. I mean, did anybody really see it going any differently than it went?
Nope.
Dude, here's the thing. You just knew that was the game plan. So you're just like, dude, how can they let it happen? I kept thinking, there's no way they're going to let this happen because they know what he's going to do, and they fucking did it anyway.
You can't stop him.
It's like a hot girl that you know is going to ruin your life, but you go, you know what, I'll give it a shot anyway, and then she fucking does, and all your friends are like, we told you, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that it's like George St. Pierre is such a phenom. That's why, like, Big J, he called me, he was like, oh, he's boring. Bobby Kelly, he's like, all right, dude, he's fucking boring, dude. It's not boring, man. The fact that everyone knows what the fuck he's going to do. Everyone knows his game plan. Everyone knows exactly, but he's still able to implement that game plan perfectly every time. It's almost exciting in its own way. I get that aesthetically, if you're just a fan that's coming in, it's the first time you've ever watched this. I get how it's not like the ideal, but I don't know. I think it's pretty impressive that he's able to make everyone look like an amateur.
But it's boring.
Yeah,
shit.
I was glad the third round when Nick actually came out with a few punches. But you know what? It also, at one point, he had stood with Nick for like 3 minutes and Nick did nothing.
Now, GSP, if you guys didn't see the fight, GSP went into this fight and for 5 rounds beat Nick Diaz in every fucking aspect of the fight. Whether they were standing up, transitioning in wrestling, or doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, George St. Pierre was dominating the fight. Really, Vic, you're going to make your voice actually louder, you fucking cuntbag? There, you're back in, Vic. Here you go. Your mic's on, buddy.
He's included.
You're included.
I hope my stuff wasn't... Oh, no. My mic's back on now?
Yeah, your mic's back on.
Did you hear anything before?
Nah, a little bit. It got a little distracting at the end. It was like a drunk chick in the audience while you're trying to tell a joke. Yeah. Like, you just hear it. And you're not really in the conversation.
You can't call her like a cunt because you don't want to make a big deal about it. But I was thinking you were a cunt the whole time, man.
But look, the GSP, hold on. GSP came out and he fucking dominated every aspect of the fight. And you got to give credit to George St. Pierre where credit is due.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
look,
it's a monster, but I was over it by third round.
But
like,
yeah.
Did anybody, look, Dave Smith, I think, was the only person who came to me and was like, oh, dude, Nick Diaz is going to do it. You wait and see. I was impressed with a couple things by Nick. I was impressed with the fact that he was able to stuff the takedown a few times.
Yeah.
I was impressed with the fact that he was able to stand up. But we are talking about, like, I mean, how impressed am I really with that?
Yeah, but even in the stand-up, he ate so many jabs, he couldn't do shit to him.
No.
He really didn't hit.
Here's
the third round, he got a few good shots. GSP's face got a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing, and I'm back in this. I'm sorry, I'm bringing MMA back in. Look at how much bigger GSP was than Nick Diaz. I'm not trying to disrespect Nick Diaz, but it looked like a man versus a boy there.
Well, yeah.
What, more muscular? I mean, dude, they weigh in the same amount.
I know
that's
that, but he looked.
Density.
He had more power. He had more power. I mean, you forgot until they actually got in the ring against each other.
Yeah.
Can you say a man versus a boy again, but really, really slow this time?
Yeah, man, because it's actually all of Tinkle's photos remind me.
It actually brings me back to when I was teaching PE guys, little eighth graders.
Man versus boy.
You were making little men boys.
Tinkle's
men
got
boys.
The body of a boy, the face of a caveman.
Pretty much.
A Neanderthal.
But dude, here's the thing: is they fucking eat. It's boring, dude.
Yeah,
GSP,
it's absolutely boring.
It's like, dude, he is what everyone bitches about John Fitch about. He does the exact same. No, what I'm saying is
that
like,
hold on, I think it's hilarious. Tinkle was banging his mic stand like he was a bridge troll. Like, on the ground, like, I will tell you what is happening.
And another thing. Yeah, I was doing that. You're
don't
out
do
of
that.
Order. This whole fucking thing is out of order. Yeah, I was doing that whole.
That was a great Nicholson. Can we add thank that you. To your act? That's how we get that.
Fuck
how,
you. Last night, fucking, what's his name asked me if I did impressions, and I was losing my mind.
Oh, it was
my
great,
brain.
Dude. It was great. Tinkle just getting beat up by Dante Nero and Wayne Rita.
Yeah.
That was a great Nicholson, but that line was actually delivered by Pacino.
Two fucking all-stars.
So, look, I mean, Nick Diaz, you know, he's fine, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
Nick
whoa,
Diaz,
he's not. Whoa.
Nick Diaz is fine. GSP, I mean, to say he's boring the same way that people say John Fitch is boring, no. It's much different. John Fitch, when he was in that boring phase, and I feel like John Fitch has turned a corner. His past three fights have been fucking great performances.
His beard looks great.
And let me tell you something, dude.
They shaved it, didn't he?
World Series of Fighting is going to really true. Bring out a fucking... you know how good John Fitch is going to look in the World Series of Fighting compared to Berkman? Let's get real, dude.
Berkman has a fucking tramp stamp.
George St. Pierre was very active. throughout the entire fight. There wasn't a second where he wasn't fucking pushing the pace. That's what Dave said. Dave was like, he was like, oh, you know, Nick Diaz, I've never seen George St. Pierre tired like that. It's like, no. George St. Pierre never cruised at any point during that fight because he knows how dangerous Nick Diaz was.
Well, he got tired, though. You could tell he got tired. I thought he got tired.
That third round. I but think it was just
less
the third
of
round.
It's less. I'm not attributing it.
Give him his rematch! Give him his rematch right now.
I'm not attributing that to Nick Diaz. I'm attributing that to George St. Pierre fighting a smart fight and just keeping it moving the whole time. Dude, the transitions from like side control to mount to back mount.
Marco, give Lewis another shot. Give him another shot. He wants his rematch.
This is like a good idea. You know what will put me in great mood is if we could do this whole podcast like we're cutting like fucking promos on each other like wrestling, dude.
And here's another thing, Jack. Look, you come down to the...
All I gotta say is
that... Mean Gene.
Real ass dude of the week.
Real ass dude of the week. He's a real ass dude.
I like this version better.
He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
I got to give it to George St. Pierre, and I'll tell you why. Right after the fight, right after all the bullshit was done, Nick Diaz was still mean mugging. Nick Diaz, father, tried to punch him in the face twice after the bell. Twice. He still came out.
Which is the only time he could have hit him because he couldn't do it during the rounds.
As the Montreal fans were going ape shit and booing Diaz and cheering George St. Pierre, putting him up on their fucking shoulders, GSP was like, no, you know what? Nick Diaz, he did a great job at settling this fight, and he is a really good person. Do not boo this man. He is amazing. He deserves applause. For GSP to put that all aside when Diaz is being a fucking child.
A giant baby.
A baby.
For and then Diaz still afterwards went over and said, I can beat you.
I can beat you. George St. Pierre deserves Real Estate of the Week for just dealing with it.
Give him his rematch, St. No, Pierre. Dude, give him his rematch.
No, actually, he said he could beat him after he retired.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you can't beat him if you're not a fighter anymore.
You know what says
he's crazy.
Lewis
dude.
Retires every week from comedy.
I really do quit comedy. I've never said the words I quit, but I've come like literally. If you were to just tap me on my shoulders, I go, hey, I quit. I quit.
You know what's funny?
Now, you know what I figured out, man? We're addicted to comedy at the same level. Somebody's addicted to drugs, and you can't just be like, you know what? I quit heroin. I'm done.
I'm addicted to comedy.
Yeah, but I think heroin feels so much better than what my career feels like.
Dude, we choose our lives, and I do. I just go to clubs all the time.
Are you doing an impression of your mother?
Let's talk about her. She's going through a hard time right now.
We're not talking about it.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
And here's another thing, Vic. I tell you what, WrestleMania 29, brother, will you come? Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Vic's mother came out.
She would beat the hell out of you.
With an urn.
Drop an elbow.
She's basically us with gifted a heart you churro. $300, too, by the way. We'll throw that out there. How about that?
Oh, really? Going to make it weird on the podcast?
Yeah. She's what?
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
But save it for not the podcast.
Let me tell you this.
Brother.
Give him his rematch.
Why?
You don't really think that, right?
No. I don't. You know why? You know why I don't think
it? Because it's ridiculous?
Because it's ridiculous. It's crazier.
It's silly.
It's Fabricio Ridiculous?
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Why would you give... You just got dominated.
Dana White even said... They were like, oh, you know, Nick wants a rematch. What do you think? Dana's like, yeah, he's not getting a rematch of that performance.
I want to fuck Ronda Rousey, too. That's
how many times have we seen an immediate rematch after title fights?
Just the draws with Frankie and Gray Maynard.
Yeah, I would say I believe his name is Frankie Egger.
Shogun and Lyoto Machida.
That was an immediate rematch?
Yeah, they fought right after. Remember? It was an immediate rematch.
Okay.
It's literally in the press conference.
But it happens when these fights are close.
Your career at Eastville.
Dude, this is so funny. All of us are down. Dude, I just got a fucking text from a random comic who like... She just asked me, how many times have you thought about quitting comedy?
Oh, really?
It's like right,
can I see
right
who it is?
Of,
you don't, I won't say the name.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're friends with her?
Yeah, well, she should quit.
Oh, by the way, time out. This is really funny.
Nah, hold she's on, fucking hilarious.
This is where Tinkle just fucking made himself seem cooler. She actually gave him a nice fucking ball bust in there as well. She wrote, how many times have you wanted to quit comedy in the 900 years you've been doing it?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to let her.
Actually, that number
I'm
going to
let her be funny on our podcast.
Should be
fuck
in the,
her.
I won't quit comedy.
That number should be in the millions.
I'm never going to quit comedy.
Tinkle, how long
blood.
Were you doing comedy before they dug you out of the Antarctic in an ice cube?
You know what?
I wanted a rematch.
Were you Encino Man?
Were you Encino Man?
You guys.
Stop wheezing the juice.
You guys are like Tim Sylvia's of comedy. Look, you're never going to get back into
let's
the
go outside. Let's go outside right now.
Maybe you'll get a Rizzo fight in Japan, but that's about the max you're going to get right now.
Dude, my favorite Tim Sylvia thing, every now and then when I feel down, I watch that video where they're playing like fucking Evanescence in the background, and he's doing like half-ass sit-ups to like,
the beast
bring
mode.
Me back to life. I'm going under. That's the funniest thing I've ever
wake
seen in my
me
life.
Up.
Wake me up. And he's like, he literally does seven calisthenics and he's exhausted after 30 seconds.
I'm surprised he did seven.
Say my name, I hear. Oh, yeah, we're just going to play. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, that's what we're doing now. Apparently, we're just going to talk over music.
And now.
I think the rules are, by the way, you can only play like 15 to 30 seconds worth of.
Yeah,
music.
But dude.
Really? Fucking, why don't you sue me?
We fly under the
industry or whatever
don't
it is.
Don't get mad at me for telling you the legal rules.
The best thing that could ever happen is to have all of our names in some article in the Huffington Post where they said that we got in trouble. That would be the best press ever right now.
Yeah.
And I would ask them nicely, hey, could you put comics in front of Luis J. Gomez, Chris, and Oni?
Did I say that? I told you guys a story about how I almost got into a fight with one of the Jets.
Oh, yeah, you tell that story.
What's his name? Dustin Keller.
He's with...
He would have murdered you.
He's with Tampa Bay.
Well, he was fucking hammered. And he was at a comedy club, and I told him that his girlfriend couldn't come back in. So we got into this big thing of, like, a scuffle, and we almost, like, fought each other. But I thought it was really funny. It's like, I was like, you know, I should have just punched him because then I would have made the newspaper.
Yeah.
But you know in the newspaper would have just been, like, New York Jet beats the shit out of some dude at a comedy club.
Who punched him?
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't like, even be comedian.
Yeah. And the
some fat dude who was raving about how he used to be in shape.
And the guy following his dream died in a coma last night.
Giants fan.
Comedy novice. Comedy novice beaten by New York Jet.
Over nachos? Question mark.
So look, Nick Diaz, no, you're not getting in a really immediate rematch. I'm actually almost, and I'm a fucking huge Nick Diaz fan.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking sick of it, dude. Yeah. I'm sick of it. All the little bullshit that's here. Dude, he fucking comes out.
It's a big fucking baby.
And he got arrested.
Hold on, I'll tell you. He gets embarrassed at the fight. He asks for a rematch afterwards. Says he can beat GSP. I don't know in what world. Why didn't you beat GSP then?
Just now.
Like, literally just now.
Hey, it's like you. You got a bad training camp. You know,
his
life is a bad training camp.
I don't believe that.
You're not feeling
okay?
well.
He comes out, and then he fucking says, I'm going to retire. And then he comes out, and afterwards, he says, hey, you know what? I also haven't paid taxes in my entire life. And then he gets arrested. He didn't actually get arrested. He got detained by police yesterday.
I say detained. You say detained.
Dude, who fucking...
Why did they detain him?
Can I... I guess his friends probably were smoking weed in a car. He didn't get arrested. His friends got arrested, though. He tweeted a video on Vine.
Really?
That's the new video thing. Vine? What is
I
that?
I haven't done it
oh,
yet.
Vine. It's like this 6-second video clip where they just like, it's just like kind of edits it together really fast, but it's only available on iPhone.
Hey guys,
it's kinda cool.
This is a good point to announce that we officially have a YouTube account. It's youtube.com/hammerfisting.
Did you put up all the old videos?
I put up one so far. I put up the rest over the week.
The Nick Diaz video, or are you interviewing him?
I'm just trying to find that one still.
You know what's funny? I found that on DiazFan.com, and I retweeted it today.
Yeah, I saw that. I retweeted it.
Send that to me.
I will. I will.
Because
it's on my tweeters.
But anyway, we're going to be putting up new content and new things out there, so work with that.
Can you put any of my videos of doing stand-up?
Only if it's about MMA.
Okay.
So do a whole set on MMA.
Got it.
Tickle has like 5 minutes of MMA jokes.
You know, is that true?
No.
Like four?
Is that one story?
You have a couple. You have the
do some Tickle
the
be
Matt
funny
Hamill,
right
the
now.
Matt Hamill one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you have a few.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I do a joke about a tap out T-shirt. I suck.
I wouldn't
book me either, Marco.
Yeah.
So she gave me a hat, but it's a visor. And look, does this look like a guy?
It really just accentuates my head. If you look.
Sorry. So, you know what I'm going to get her for Christmas? A T-shirt with the stomach cut out.
Why would Nick Diaz? Why would Nick Diaz say that he's never paid taxes? Dana White said, Dana White said, the amount of money alone that we paid him in this fight, it's a problem. I'm just going to try to keep Nick Diaz out of jail right now. Dude, he's going to go to fucking jail.
You know which is cool because then it's going to be like, undisputed with like Wesley Snipes, who'll be like the champion in jail.
You can fight it though. You don't have to pay taxes.
He would. You know what's funny? He would totally
taxes
fight in jail because he's not.
Don't give me your dumb libertarian sensibilities that there's no law in the books saying
there
you have to pay taxes.
There is no actual law. There are people
who
fight it.
You will go to jail.
There's people who actually fight it for a while.
It's called tax evasion. And you know what happens to those people eventually?
No, no, no. If you do your taxes and then you don't pay, that's tax evasion. But if you never do your taxes, it's not tax evasion, and there's ways around it.
Well, not
Dana White's going to have good lawyers, I'm assuming. But there is no actual law. Google it.
Well, how come Al Capone had to go to Alcatraz then?
Hey, Alex.
I don't know, because they found
Jones.
His books.
Did you know?
They're taking our guns!
Doesn't 9-11 look like a demolition, huh?
Yeah. And the U.S. government's trying to tell us to put this chemical in the water and make the shrimp gay.
Did you know that?
I once
did you guys see the smoke rising from 9-11? It had horns on it.
It did.
Dude, if you watch this video.
And I was high as shit when I was looking at the smoke. Yeah.
I fucking watched one. Oh, sorry.
Sponsors.
Yeah. Business.
Guys, make sure you visit our sponsors right above the latest episode of Hammer Fisting on hammerfisting.com or riotcast.com/hammerfisting. You will notice a link for amazon.com. Make all of your purchases through that link. Guys, I know I sound like I'm just a fucking repeating the same promo every week.
Well, you are.
But
you are.
Actually, seriously, do it. I mean, it really helps. Let me tell you something. The show right now. We are fucking literally only losing about 70% of what we put into it. So if we could just get a few more purchases through Amazon.com.
It's like a telethon right now.
I mean, literally, by you guys not purchasing through Amazon.com through our link,
get the Victor Borga comedy box set. It's all the piano comedy that you want. It's that famous one where he pulls out the seatbelt. Nobody watched Victor Borga.
You're taking food out of my child's mouth by literally. Not buying stuff through Amazon.com.
And sure. Which is like a weird statement now because your baby kind of breastfeeds. So it makes it seem like they're taking
you know
Beatrice's
what it is?
Boob
the head of Amazon comes over my apartment and grabs Beatrice's titty and takes it away from my son. It's He's pathetic. It's infuriating. You know, I watch it happen.
Hey, CEO Dude, of Amazon,
if the head
you
of Amazon,
should be ashamed.
If the head of Amazon wanted to like take her boob, he could.
He's oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
It's like Indecent Proposal. He's like, I will give you $100 to let me feel your
you
girlfriend's
what?
Boob.
And you have to stop doing comedy.
Boycott
oh,
him.
Yes.
I mean, just on principle.
Boycott Amazon if they're really doing that. Boycott him.
Don't boycott Amazon, guys. Make sure you make
yeah,
the purchase.
You can buy all kinds of shit on there.
Yeah. And also, right next to that link, you're going to notice a link for Gamefly.com. Click on that link. Here's the crazy shit, guys. We give you something for fucking free.
AIDS. Or just free. You don't have to have it's not have to be fucking free.
Fucking free.
Fucking A.
Gamefly.com. Click on that link. You get a 2-week, 15-day, 2-game free trial. Absolutely free. Just for clicking on that link and signing up for it. If you decide to keep the membership, cool. If not, that's cool too. Nobody's going to hold you for it. But you know what? We get a kickback each time. Also, guys, go to tweakedaudio.com right now. Check this shit out, guys. You get 33% off any of your purchase orders if you use the promo code HAMMER. Use promo code HAMMER. They have multiple. They have like 7 or 8 different types of headphones. All these different styles. They have the mic'd ones, non-mic'd ones. You can use them just for listening to music in the gym. You can use them for your cell phone. You can go tinkle. You have one that's made of wood.
Yes, that right here.
Hey, how come I didn't get the wood ones?
Because you have the ones that look like iPod knockoff ones.
Yeah, because you have the ones that it looks like a little froggy.
Why didn't I get a choice?
Because that's all I had, all right, Vic?
Because I came here the night before you did.
Man, go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the promo code HAMMER. 33% off. Buy multiple pair of headphones, guys. Christmas is coming up in only 10 months. So buy all of your Christmas gifts early. Buy 20 pairs. Get them for 33% off. And then give them out next year for Christmas. That's a great Christmas gift. Who doesn't love headphones?
Nobody. I mean, everybody doesn't love.
No, everyone loves headphones.
Everybody loves headphones.
You goddamn street comics.
And,
also.
And the Victor Borga piano special, because he does all the comedy bits. And
also,
it helps
guys,
keeps us alive.
Make sure you guys go to MMADiehards.com. It's the best blog for MMA news in the world. MMADiehards.com. You don't have to live fast if you die hard. MMADiehards.com. Last but not least, guys, make sure you visit all of the other amazing podcasts on the Riotcast Network. Robert Kelly, you know what?
I was on that one.
Metal Comedy Midgets. My Wife Hates Me. You Suck in Bed. Davey Mac Sports Program.
Dr. Steve is going to be
Dr.
on our
Steve,
show.
Dr. Steve, who's going to do a segment. Dr. Steve said he'd do a segment on our show.
That's great.
We're going to do a medical segment. I'm not done plugging
Go
the medical
ahead.
Segment.
Plug the
medical. We're going to do a medical segment on the show with Dr. Steve. He's going to be like our non-black Dr. Johnny Benjamin.
Yeah.
And J.C. Benjamin.
Gonna, what is it?
J.C. Benjamin.
No, it's
by
Johnny
the way,
Benjamin.
By the way, I actually watched that like post-op fucking trainee fighter. Dude,
Fallon Fox?
Dude, it's a fucking dude. That guy.
Yeah, dude.
He's fucking huge. Well, have you seen the fight?
Did you hear Rogan's statement on it?
Yeah, dude. It's a dude.
Yeah, you
like,
can't. There's no other way around
humongous
it.
Humongous muscles. I mean, he's just some dude who hates women and got surgery so he can beat up women.
Look, I don't think that's actually
like every dude who's had a bad relationship's fantasy.
You know what? Here's the funny part that he she actually said that he she should not have to disclose the fact that it's a he she to his or her opponent.
You don't have to.
Well, I mean, you know,
that's crazy though. No, dude. Look, here's the thing. Here's what I will say. I think
that her goatee.
If a fucking woman comes in and says, yeah, I want to fight this fucking dude. God bless her. Have fun. Go fight in some freak show fight. I don't want to see it in the UFC. I don't want to see it sanctioned. But if some chick says, I want to fight this dude, you have every right to do with what you want with your body. Do not fucking tell me that you're not going to disclose it because you think that's unfair and that's discriminatory towards you.
Well, you don't,
you're a dude.
You don't have to disclose it in life in general, but if you're in a sport where there is gender
your opponent
differences.
Has to fucking know.
Yeah, it's also
at
like
at the very least. I don't think it should happen. Period. I think it's an abomination.
Or comedians that are on a road trip with you in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
You found a fucking loophole, is what it is, dude.
Yeah, you can't be 205 fighting a welterweight and just say.
Ironically,
no, don't
she
weigh
turned
me.
She turned into her dick into a loophole.
Yeah,
bazing.
You know
and
what?
The U.S. government is trying to get us.
You guys see that 9/11 smoke?
This is out of control.
It was Hitler's mustache.
If you look at that plane, there's a light that comes out from the bottom of it. I don't want RuPaul fighting in the ring.
Dude, it's a fucking dude.
That'd be hilarious if RuPaul got an MMA.
That's great, though. I love it.
I mean, he's shaped like a fucking running back.
All right. We get it.
So he's like got Emmett traps Smith. Like a pit bull.
You're extremely turned on. We get it.
Yeah.
I didn't get the part where I masturbated yet.
So
I'll take that part
your relationship hasn't been salvaged. You're now hooking up with
someone. So it's got all the great parts of the man and a vagina. That's so great.
It's the ultimate woman. What are you
That's
talking
so
about?
That's so great, dude.
And you can still hate her.
Hey, right. Awesome. I got a couple things real quick. Number two, I want to... One, it would have been a great segue, number one, but first I'm going to plug my thing.
Nope.
SoundCloud.com/Vic Mysterio. I have our pregame show today where I tried
really
to inspire
good.
People. And was. Everyone was in a bad mood.
It actually put Tinkle into a worse mood.
We started, I only had in one earphone, and by the time you're done, I had both earphones in.
Well, you don't have to be mean about it.
Babe,
you know,
can you bring
start
me some more wine?
On all the stuff you do. I'm believing
bring
you.
Bring me wine,
goddamn.
Woman!
You're so sensitive.
In a chalice.
I am.
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah, I am
sensitive. Grow up. You had a bad night. You had a bad day.
You had a bad day. You take it one down.
Too bad we don't have that ready to go. We had it earlier.
In other UFC 158
all right,
news,
I'm trying to help you out. Calm down. Okay?
He's trying to bring non-MMA back.
You Bogart most of the time. Give me a second.
I'm the host.
I don't know if you listen to the
host, Bogart, whatever.
Host, do not Bogart. Host.
Shut up.
If you want to put fucking labels on it.
Let me just say a goddamn
thing.
Can I
finish?
And if it plugs you, you moron. And
why are you, pointing at my friend? Stop pointing at him.
Shut up.
Stop pointing at me.
Shut up.
Put that finger up your ass.
Shut up. I'm
going
to go.
Pointing at me.
I'm going to walk over there and punch your old ass right now.
Okay.
Oh, shit. He called you old.
I will be here waiting for you for 30 minutes. Find me.
It won't take me that long, actually. I don't get that joke. But, you know, your comedy career is doing well.
Oh, we take shots like
go,
that.
Go, say it.
That's how you
if
tell
you
it.
If you listen to Bobby Kelly's You Know What Dude's latest episode.
I was on that
episode,
podcast.
Which Oni has been a guest on in the past.
I was
they have some great stories about you. In fact, you're pretty much talked about for the first 45 minutes of the whole thing.
Oh, the latest YKWD?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just letting you know. I listened to it last night. I thought it was interesting.
Why did they talk about you?
What did I do again? With the Kurt Metzger's wall?
Yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
No.
Kurt Metzger was
posting. Well, they should listen to You Know What Dude to hear
it. Nah, fuck You Know What Dude. Kurt Metzger was posting some shit about Kevin Hart. I guess people were giving Kevin Hart about wearing
a dress
on SNL.
Yeah.
So Kurt Metzger fucking posted a brilliantly racist thing about it, and I thought it was hilarious. So I made some little racist joke or whatever.
Black people feel? That was hilarious.
Yeah, black people feel,
I
right.
Loved it.
So, because Yamanika Saunders was like, you know, you people do not have any right.
You people.
To white people.
Is that what she's saying to white people?
Yeah, listen.
She said you people?
She said, you people do not have any right to say how
that
black people should or should not feel. So then I wrote, black people feel? ?
Yeah.
So then this guy, Dave Lester.
Oh, okay. I know about this.
You know about this?
Yeah.
He's a comedian. Here's the thing, dude. He wrote a message under that. It was like, Lewis, you know, your juvenile attempts at comedy, blah, blah, blah. He was just kind of shitting to me. And I was like, all right, dude, first of all, I'm making a dumb joke. Yamanika is a friend of mine. I've known Yamanika years, okay? So he wrote this comment about me not being funny or about making like a juvenile joke.
while
Dave Lester is famous. Type his name on
Google. Yes.
Go Google Dave Lester. He has a video which has like 100,000 hits where it says "World's Worst Comedian," and it's him eating his dick.
Now I know exactly.
And you got jokes, Bill Bellamy's. You got jokes,
dude. It is dead silence.
It's brutal.
It's fucking horrible.
And then Ray J makes fun of him.
I thought he was making a
fucking
statement.
It was,
dude, it was so fucking brutal. Horrible.
So all I did was, in response to him, I wrote, "Dave Lester, are you serious?" And then I just posted that video.
It shut him down, right?
Yeah. But he sent me a direct, like a private message. And he was like, "Oh, dude, you know, I thought it was pretty shitty for you to jump on an anti-black." And I was like, "Dude, first of all, I'm not shutting down an anti-black thing." But the point that Jay had made was he didn't do it publicly because anything else that he said, all I was going to do was post part two because there's a two-part video on YouTube.
What is it? He's sucking Ray J's dick.
No, here's what's funny, dude. The first video, he does 3 minutes of his comedy. The second time, they make him come out and he has to spin a wheel of jokes. And whatever subject is landed on, he has to improvise 2 minutes of comedy on that. First of all, he just ate his dick with tried, true, proven material that he's been doing for years. Just ate his dick. And then he had to come out and do it again. He just eats it hard again, and it's brutal.
That's fucking gorgeous, man.
So, yeah, that was the story.
That's a great story. I was part of that.
Vic, not everybody listens to YKWD that listens to this show.
That was the whole point. But, you know, you guys get mad at me because you guys do your little notepad thing sometimes and you don't tell me.
There's no need for it.
It's fine.
What are you talking about?
It's fine. I feel like everything's turned on me now.
No.
I was trying to be positive, and I think you try to feel better now because you're trying to beat on me. Well, that's fine.
Well, let him hit on you a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes, Vic, sometimes be a punching bag. Instead of being the person that just fucking is P90Xing us.
You know how miserable it's going to be tomorrow morning for Tinkle when he wakes up? Just waking up? Realizing he's alive
I'll
again.
I'm taking 2 Tylenol PM as soon as I get out of this door. I'm about to pass out on the subway,
dude. Tonight I'm gonna break into Tinkle's apartment and just I'm gonna glue a mirror to his ceiling so when he opens his eyes, he gets to see what he lives with every day.
You mean Louis Katz's apartment?
Yeah, Louis Katz's apartment.
Louis Katz's parents' apartment.
Is it really Louis Katz's parents' apartment?
No.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Jews.
All right, look, maybe I got a little taken out. I felt like maybe you guys were just trying to push me around.
Don't be a lunatic. Let us be in all weird moods.
We're all in weird moods. I'm fine with it. I was the one openly with
Vic.
That. You've been cutting me off, though, more today than usual, and it's bugging me.
Vic, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is that in your left hand? Is that MMA? Are you going to bring it back?
You know, I think I'm going to put this MMA in my pocket and save for next week.
In other UFC 158 news, fight of the night, early fight of the year candidate, Johnny Hendricks versus Carlos Condit. Carlos Condit, a unanimous decision. Look, a lot of people are saying that it's bullshit and that Carlos won the fight. Carlos won one round, dude.
I gave him third.
You're bugging, dude. He won the third round. Johnny Hendricks landed bigger shots, hurt him more, and took him down
a fucking bunt. Like nothing.
Who did?
Nah.
Hendricks did.
He took him down a lot.
Here's my argument.
Didn't do shit on the ground.
Yeah, he fucking took him down and he did nothing. Even Rogan, who has to be unbiased, he was like, dude, like Condit's doing more off his back than Hendricks is, totally. So
he took him down. He took a bunch of punches, didn't connect, and then landed solid punches, then took him down.
I thought Condit was more like aggressive. He was coming at him more.
Did more from the ground and hit him more.
Condit needed more spinning shit. That's what he needed.
He did more spinning.
I think that Johnny Hendricks, in my opinion, he won the first two rounds pretty handily.
No, go ahead.
What?
I didn't even realize I was talking out loud. I thought I was talking to myself.
No.
Johnny Hendricks won the first two rounds handily, in my opinion. And I think that, nobody's really complaining about this.
Nobody is.
Nobody's really going Carlos won. There's a few people who thought that Carlos won the fight.
Yeah,
but this isn't controversial.
The
audience kind of booed. And I think if it went to Condit, I don't think anyone would have been like outraged or anything. It was really close.
Shocked. Anytime you do that, anytime you just continuously take somebody down, it's the same thing GSP does. You're going to score points, but from the ground, Condit was much more
active. I believe
that
top control,
if
you had to put on a scale and what they, I think taking somebody down and being in dominant position on the ground means about as much as 40 or 50 rabbit punches from bottom.
I don't think Hendricks backed off. Yeah. I think he moved forward all the time. I think he was in there at no point did he look like he was going
to
go down.
Yeah, and he took the fight where he wanted to take it. Yeah. He faded a little bit in the third round.
I don't know. You know, it's like the Edgar Henderson stuff. You know, we can get into that more and more, but there are, I don't get it. What did Carlos Condit do
No, look, he beat him up a little bit in the third round, and that's really it. And look, Johnny Hendricks is officially the number one contender.
Yeah, that is.
He's going to fight George St. Pierre next.
But his hand is broken.
Oh, his hand. I guess there is, like, a debate out
fracture.
There.
Well, my hand's been broken since 97.
It's a good thing you don't have to fight GFSP.
I mean, you just throw these fucking curveballs, Vic. They have no...
Maybe I have to. You know, you throw curveballs all the time. What was your thing about MMA being in my hand?
I don't know.
That didn't make any sense.
That was a knuckleball. Nobody can hit that.
Yeah, nobody's going to hit that.
Yeah.
That's my point.
It's not hittable.
Look, I think that... who else is there, though? I mean, at 170, I think that's what we got.
No, I think Johnny's a monster. He did great, but still, yeah, I don't know.
What do we see? Let me ask you.
You know what I say? Put him to the side. Give Nick Diaz his rematch. That's
give him his rematch.
Give him
he
his
deserves
rematch.
It.
He
no,
needs
but you know
it.
It'd be a good fight is Condit and Nick Diaz, even though he's retired.
Play some Deftones' Fate of Sarah. I
want to
hear it.
Do
right
I want to? Do I want to see Carlos Condit versus Nick Diaz again right now? Yeah, not really. Look, I think on Sherdog they said that Nick Diaz versus Nate Marquardt's a fight that makes sense, and I do think that makes sense.
Marquardt, they should cut. He should be fitched out of there.
I felt bad about that. Yeah, man. He got fucking his ass handed.
Here's what's bugging me.
Two in a row.
Here's what's bugging me about Marquardt. To get up and complain that it was an early stoppage. Not only was he knocked out, dude, he was spread out, arms at his sides, face into the mat for a good 6 or 7 seconds. Like, if they would have let it go, he could have easily been killed.
Yeah. It's like, no, we stopped it so you don't die.
He's like,
remember that one time where he fucking lights out? He went lights out. He didn't get up. His face was on the mat.
Well, he looked. Did you want me
to just continue to beat you in that position?
I don't think he was necessarily complaining that he wanted the fight to keep going. He was just complaining. I think his brain was just scrambled. He's like, what? Yeah. He was bad, dude. That was awesome.
All I want to say is that you win some, you lose some. Sometimes the guy that runs the club tells you, gives you shit that you didn't have a great set, and then life goes on.
He didn't even see my set.
And that's what makes
heard
it
you had
time
a
out,
rough
time
one.
Out, time out. What is that fucking sound right now?
It's your baby.
It's your baby.
What is that baby crying in my apartment? No. It's like a like almost like a tapping, like a
it's the dog. He has large hooves.
It's the
like that of a Clydesdale.
It's the dog.
All right, look. 170 class. It's obviously fucking Johnny Hendricks is going up.
You know
next.
Who the number one contender is? Nick Diaz.
Give him his
rematch. Give him his rematch. Tinkle's right. Tinkle and I.
I want to see him fight Uriah Faber for the number one contender at 135.
Give him Jose Aldo right now. Right now.
Rematch to fight that never
in
happened.
In other 158 news, Chris Camozzi defeated Nick Ring.
In
unanimous decision.
Snoozer.
Oh, I'm sorry, split decision. Mike Ricci defeated Colin Fletcher in a unanimous decision. Patrick Cote apparently, which is given a gift over Bobby Volker. Unanimous decision. Yeah.
What was the gift with that? I didn't, again.
I guess
he lost
every round.
He lost every round. It was bad. Even like the crowd. It was like his home crowd. And like even they were like, what? Like when they said it was like,
no,
it
they
was
were
audibly.
Like, what?
Qua? I'm not impressed.
Darren Elkins defeated Antonio Carvalho. First round, TKO. Jordan Mayne over Dan Miller. John McDessie over Darren Cruikshank. Rick Story over Quinn Mulhern.
Another
Mulhern had a great showing, by the way.
TJ Dillashaw over Issel Tamora and George Roop over Ruben Duran.
And that's the first time that Dan Miller has ever been stopped before.
Yeah, Dan Miller
was
stopped. I didn't actually watch the prelims.
Well, he's got other things to worry about. How's his baby doing?
What, Miller?
Yeah.
I think he's alive.
Good.
So,
by the way, did you know? No, I'm serious.
No, it's just funny. I think he's alive. All right.
And we'll talk about this with Dr. Steven when he comes in. Steve?
We're going to call him Dr. Steven?
What's his name? Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
From Weird Medicine.
Did you know that artificial hearts only last 10 years max? 10, 12 years max?
So what happens?
You have to get like a
That's
new
it.
One every 10
That's
years.
That's all they give you.
It just dies like a battery. You're just like, so we got to go to the store.
It's a big deal if you get more than one, too.
You only get one chance.
At that point, you know.
Like Eminem says, the end of 8 Mile.
You only get one shot. Do not miss a chance to blow.
So what do we think? I mean, overall, as an event, what'd you think? I thought that the Condit and Hendricks fight made it worth it.
It did. It was a fun event. It was anticlimactic in that it wasn't like as big as they built it out to be. And I think... You almost knew that. Once I saw them both lined up against each other, you know, with no shirts on, I was like, look at how tiny Nick Diaz is compared to GSP. And
yeah, he's just going to over. It was no surprise, and I think they built it up more than it should have. I don't know who thought that was going to be a different fight.
His name is Dave Smith.
Dave Smith.
Yeah, no, I know.
Dude,
I know Dave
Smith yesterday, he was just like, dude, I thought you brought it.
I was so proud of Nick.
What? He was like, I was like sitting there nodding at, And then I finally couldn't take it. I'm like, dude, no. Look, none of that what you're saying right now happened.
Right.
He had a bad camp, okay? He wasn't feeling
well. He makes a lot of excuses, dude.
And he doesn't want to make excuses, but he's honest.
Mind and body. It's not just body.
I'm with you, Vic. I think he should still get that rematch.
He's a superhero of anti-bullshit, okay? Like me. That's
all right. Moving on. Other big news from the night. What are we going to do? We're going to do this? We're just going to keep on talking about Nick Diaz?
No,
come
ahead.
On. Other big news of the night, Dana White has announced the new Ultimate Fighter coaches. Officially, Ronda Rousey is going to be the first coach of the Ultimate Fighter. Then the winner of Misha Tate versus Kat Zingano is going to be the other coach of the Ultimate Fighter. And that's not it.
It's got to be Misha Tate.
They're going to have female and males
living in the
house.
Same house.
Well, first, I want to say congratulations to Kat Zingano. I think this is a big honor for her, and it's going to really push her forward.
Yeah. So it's going to be both male and females at 185 pound weight class.
Oh, so that
it's gonna be, no, I'm just kidding.
That tranny thing is going to sit right in. She'll just be in like the neutral room.
Fallon Fox, you can fight one of each side. Yeah.
They're all Fallon. How come you keep fucking sneaking into like someone's different bed every night? You can't. You gotta make your mind up. You fucking wishy washy.
So look, here's the thing, dude. I think number one for the show, it's a really good thing. I think that people are gravitating toward Ronda Rousey. I'm almost gonna admit that I'm a little bit wrong. I thought that the casual fan was going to treat this like the WNBA or treat it like fucking women's lacrosse.
Or GLOW.
Or whatever the fuck else
Gorgeous
there is
ladies
out there.
Of wrestling.
Can't stand black women.
But I think that the fans, for some reason, maybe because this is like a fringe sport, it's just not the same thing. People are into Ronda Rousey. I mean, the pay-per-view numbers don't lie. Apparently, she did over 400,000 pay-per-view buys, which is on average as much as Anderson Silva.
We had a bet.
No, she didn't knock it out of the park. She did better than I thought she was going to do.
No, you said it wouldn't have over 300,000.
Whatever I said. I do think that this will get... I think this will draw people in.
And I call this already.
You did call this. Actually, this was Tinkle's fucking
thing. Yeah, I do remember that.
Probably 7 months ago.
Yeah, you fucking sold me down the river and made it awkward with like Misha on the phone. No, you're like... No, dude, I hope she wins, dude. Misha.
Wait, how did I sell you down the river?
I was like, a lot of people are like talking about how... It's gonna be an option that you and Ronda Rousey in the house, and then you're like, oh, a lot of people just tingle fantasize that you guys are gonna be the coaches.
Well, no, you called it, dude. I will give you that much. You called it. You had a little more insight.
Everybody called it. They're speculating. Not to take away from. I'm not taking away from you. I'm just saying everybody's been talking about this.
Not to take away from you, but let me specifically say a sentence that takes away from you.
And then you can also hear the extended cut on my SoundCloud account where I really rip into Tingle's point of view.
I'm sorry. I was very positive
you
for the
prick.
First 45 minutes with you. Now I'm being a little negative.
And now I'm back. Now I'm happy and you're
a
dick. I'm kidding.
Here's the thing, dude. Here's my problem, okay? Apparently, the UFC is not sure if this is going to be on FX or they're going to move it to Fox Sports. One or two or whatever feels
if it stays on FX, it gets big numbers. If it goes to Fox
abysmal.
Sports One, it's going to build that network. Help build that network.
Or it should go to Showtime. And it could be like Big Brother
After Dark. Yeah.
Well, can I say like my that actually would be all right.
Yeah,
but dude,
yeah.
But here's my problem with them having the guys and the girls in it. Is this season the reason why I really like it? Is
too many boners?
Is it's getting away from the drama?
Not enough boners.
No such thing as too many boners.
No, there is no such thing. But it's like getting away from all the horseshit. Who stole my food out of the fridge? Like and this the only thing that's gonna be is this next season is gonna be like the dudes are gonna be hooking up with the chicks. It's gonna be fucking weird.
At the end of the season, somebody gives a rose.
Somebody is going to fuck on the Ultimate Fighter this year.
Even great, Luke Thomas and all the like these professional MMA reporters. I like Luke Thomas. He and I tweet each other every once in a while. They were talking about humble brag. They were making jokes
about someone no one knows who he's talking about. At least you said Ariel.
People know.
Okay.
People know.
That's cool.
Mike Chiappetta, who's Nathan Kite's baby daddy.
You're getting further away
from reality.
We're
right getting
now.
Further away. These are the back pages of
Entertainment
jokes
Weekly.
Between me and him, and I'm sorry. No, but they're making jokes about how, you know, this might be the first time someone gets pregnant on The Ultimate Fighter.
Somebody going to get pregnant.
You know what I'm saying? Does that help the sport, though, that talk?
I mean, no, here's what helps the sport. More eyes on it. I don't know. Like, if people are going to tune in because, you know, there's fucking females and guys in house, and if there's even, you know, a 10% bump in viewership because people want to see
alcohol.
What that's like.
I'm telling you.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Well, we all know that if Misha gets in, Brian Caraway is at least six fights away from a title shot.
Actually, I believe now it's 7 fights.
He has the ability, and he's been there before.
That's not true. I disagree. Brian Caraway is 3 fights away from title shot.
No, he just lost.
Never back down. What's his name?
Todd Duffy.
Todd Duffy. 3 fights away from title shot. Side note, this was one of the topics today. Mark Hunt is in a number one contender fight with Junior Dos Santos.
He's a super.
He should be. He's got a fucking 8-7 record.
He's number. Is he number 10 or 9 now in the rankings?
He's won 4 in a row.
All right.
Well, Struve was number 9. Now he's in the top 10.
But that's the point that I had made about Never Back Down, Todd Duffy. Was that you calling him Never Back Down? He's 3 fights away from a title shot. It's not that crazy. At the heavyweight division, at these divisions that aren't stacked, packed out the fucking door with a line.
You know what?
Everyone's 3 fights away from a title shot.
Gets me
I'm 3 jokes away from being patched in, so I'm in. I hope these guys make it.
You know what's funny is that we all work to legitimize you and to make you better.
Legitimize? That's not a word.
It's a word.
Legitimize.
Legitimize.
Okay, but
I want to legitimize this. Okay,
on my SoundCloud, I'm gonna have the actual definition of that.
Are you mocking SoundCloud? Do you know the
synonyms of
Fight Club on Sirius XM? They have SoundCloud account.
Oh, that's cool.
Other people have SoundCloud.
What was your point going to be about?
I'm on SoundCloud.
What are you? Are you on SoundCloud? Yes. Good. I'm gonna plug your SoundCloud. What's your SoundCloud account?
I don't even know.
Make the point you were making, Vic.
About you legitimizing you. You say ridiculous things when you say Todd Duffy is going away. The Super Samoan has
is 3 title. I mean, yeah,
that's not that crazy. If he won 3 fights in a row, it wouldn't be that crazy to talk about him in title contention.
Isn't anybody that is in the UFC?
Anybody that's in the heavyweight division?
3 fucking.
No, not welterweight.
You're like 103-5-pound girl fighter. You're only 1 fight away.
If he beats Sean Jordan, Pat Barry and Chick Congo,
they're not going to put him up against those. Here's what they would do. They put him against Sean Jordan. He beats Sean Jordan. They put him up against Pat Barry. Then they go, oh, shit, he beat Pat Barry. Let's put him up against fucking a Roy Nelson or Mark Hunt or a JDS or one of these other dudes that are just in the mix.
You know who's going to be the next champion? Sean Del Rosario. That's right.
That's Shane's cousin.
Yeah, that's right. Shane. He's Shane Del Rosario's cousin. He's a super heavyweight, but he's cutting down.
Shane Del Rosario fights at 205 now. Boom!
Is that true?
Dropping the knowledge. Luis J. Gomez, real ass dude of the week. Boom, 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 boom. That's the new song.
But seriously, is Shane Del Rosario going to 205 now?
Yeah, he's at 205 now.
Really?
Right?
That guy's big. Nice.
He's only 11 fights away.
Are you just tinkling it and making stuff up?
Like, I might be.
The matchups?
By the way, you know what's funny? You want to know what's funny?
What?
Tinkle didn't make that up. Dude, we gave Tinkle so much shit last week about Little Nog versus Shogun. You said it prematurely. It wasn't officially announced, but then you weren't here. You left the podcast early last week, and we read online that it was nothing. That wasn't even out there. That wasn't even a fight at that point. So we tore into you for like 10 minutes about how Tinkle's just making up facts right now. And then I read it 2 days ago.
Inspiring.
It's happening. It's 162, UFC 162.
Dude, take my hand and follow me to the light. I'm a mess, but I know stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I give you credit, Tinkle.
They're fighting for us?
Yes!
All right. You don't have to get mad at me.
Yeah, you don't have to get mad at
me. You fucking assholes.
I just want you to know I protested the entire time they made fun of you.
That's not true.
No, you didn't.
Hey, I talked to Lyman Good.
And now you're only 8 jokes away from being passed in.
And Lou Godino. And if you want to really seriously take an attempt at going to 115, I can
who
get
and
you
who?
There. Lou Godno, UFC flyweight.
Is that the guy with the red,
former Bellator champion?
I could Mohawk. Fight at 115 pounds?
Yeah.
I'd have to, dude, I weigh 158 right now.
You can get down.
He'd have to cut off one of his feet.
No, he wouldn't. We can get him down. We can get you ripped. Your lady would be all happy about that. Voldemort would be all over you.
Cut off my labia and I could probably.
Can you try to go to 115? I'll try to get to 205.
Tinkle, will you?
I will look worse than Christian Bale in the fucking machinist.
Tinkle, will you
machinist.
Cut your fucking dick off and become a transgender fighter like Fallon Fox and fight in the 115-pound Invicta women's division?
If we do like a Kickstarter and fucking you guys sponsor me, I'll do it.
You know
what's funny? A while ago, I wanted to do a web series, and I this is actually true. It's kind of funny that Fallon Fox came out now. I wanted to do a web series about me, about how I have no success as an MMA fighter, but what I do is I start going in drag to be a female MMA fighter.
Now it's happening.
Well, no, it was going to be called Luana Man. Like, you know how they had Juana Man?
Yeah, Juana Man.
That's funny. Now it's actually happening in real life.
But now I can base it off her life. I think it'd be a funny web series.
Maybe you and Beatrice are trying to get an apartment? And but they only let girls in the apartment building, so you have to dress up like a girl, like bosom buddies. And you guys raise the baby as women.
Maybe I'm trying to get a job.
No, no. Let him fucking finish this, dude. This is going nowhere. Shh. Let him.
Maybe I'm writing for the school newspaper.
No, don't even assist.
And,
wait.
And I read an article about how they respect men more than they do women. So then I start dressing up like a dude and I go to another school.
His
like just one of the boys.
It's fucking nosediving like Denzel Washington in flight.
Wait, is just one of the guys or just one of the boys?
Just one of the guys.
Just one of the guys.
All right.
Maybe you need to
hold on. Did you guys ever jerk off to the scene where she finally shows her tits?
Top
She's
three
like,
titties show.
I have tits. Yeah. Just huge, awesome titties.
Beautiful tits. That American Beauty.
Is that Fallon Fox?
No.
No.
What are you guys talking about? Who's titties?
And just one of the guys.
Because you're not listening, Tick. Let's just yapping.
Because I wanted, because I was really, I really wanted to hear Vic, because he was going down in flames.
I bombed, okay? I don't go to clubs. I don't sit at home and refine my act.
No,
I get it. You're
funnier
than me.
Now Wayne Rita walks out and is like, Tink, Vic, you had a really rough one tonight.
Really
not as bad as Tinkle last night, but it really wasn't that great tonight.
But for someone who's not an official comedian, I think I do pretty good.
Vic, you are funny. Can I tell you something?
Vic, you are funny.
Time out.
Thank you.
Vic is truly funny. Here's where you're at, okay, Vic, in life. You're at the point that all of us were at.
Get a Braveheart speech from you.
Let me fucking say this. You're the point that all of us were at in life where somebody said to them, oh, you're funny, you should do comedy. And you've been at that point for like 10 years of your life because you told me that.
Except if you're Oni. No one ever told them that.
So either shit or get off the fucking pot,
all right.
Victor.
Okay. But
you're not going to do stand-up.
But I'm coughing.
You know why?
Or go do...
There's
or,
a fear in you. You can't stare at an audience and do the jokes.
I can stare at an audience.
Or just keep...
In fact, that's half my act. It's just me staring at the audience.
In sheer panic.
I'm just going to do Gabriel Iglesias' act for about 5 minutes and then stare at him.
Dude, bro, if you just put sound... Dude,
I'm not fat. I'm fluffy.
Dude, he's on to it right there. He's made that sound effect. You add that sound effect with another 9,000 sound effects, you can fill out 45 minutes, dude.
I'm gonna be a stereotypical Mexican. I'm gonna throw some George Lopez in there. Show!
All right, look, guys, we're gonna come back. We're gonna take a break for a couple minutes. We're coming back in a few. We got a lot more to talk about. Hey. Apparently, Vince McMahon challenged Dana White to a fight. Crow Cop won a fight this weekend.
He won the Grand Prix. He won
up. Shut up.
He won the whole tournament.
We're gonna come back in a few minutes. We're gonna finish up Hammer Fisting Strong. Thank you. We'll be back in a minute. What's up, Hammer Fisters? We're back. 148, just hanging out on a Monday afternoon, evening, something. Yeah, it's over. You
can bet in it. I told her I'm totally gonna download this when I get home.
It's a great song, dude.
May.
She's a goddamn sinner. Little Glass Jaw? Come on, guys. What a great band. I don't understand.
Oh my god, dude. Fucking Vic, dude, close your eyes and imagine a fucking chubby Stan Lewis in his room. Listen to this right now.
With this rock,
I mean,
my Via hair?
No. I was actually talking about last night, actually. What?
Yeah, it's a little emo, but they get pretty metal as well.
You did have hair like fucking The Rock when you first came in.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My sister used to call me, here's the thing, before The Rock even got popular, my sister used to call me Rocky Maivia, because that was his name when he first got introduced in WWE or WWF, and I used to have long hair like him. And then he cut his hair, and then I cut my hair. It had nothing to do with him, but I had the long sideburns as well in high school, because I thought it was awesome.
Dude, and now
chops.
He's all jacked, and you're not.
He's got an awesome Samoan tribal, and you've...
Got a Samoan lower body.
You've got your King of Clubs thing on your arm.
He's gonna like be in Fast and Furious, and you're fat and furious.
Joke of the day.
He's built like GSP. You're built like Mark Hunt.
Which means he's only one fight away from a title.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
Number one contender.
I'm sorry that I called you fat.
That's all right, buddy. It's all right, buddy.
Fat and Furious was awesome, though.
It was pretty good. I really did love this band in high school. They have more metal. I'm gonna put on a more metal song because I feel like one's not metal
enough.
Let it
go. Let it go. You don't have to be metal all the time.
Let's get a little metal going.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of indie folk lately.
Jesus
nice,
Christ.
Dude. Who are you listening to?
I don't know. That M Ward, Monsters of Folk.
Have you listened to
the Abbott Brothers,
The Vegan Blueberries?
No. Oh, fucking what? I'm just mad that Oni knows of a band called The Vegan Blueberries.
Dude.
That just makes me furious.
The patchouli oils? Never?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Who is this?
Sam Ben.
The,
Questra.
Diet Strawberries?
All right, so look, guys. Dana White came out, and he, in an interview, he said that Vince McMahon, about a year ago, challenged him to a fight. He said, we'll do it in the UFC, we'll do it in the WWE, we can make it a pro wrestling match, or we can make it a real fight. It doesn't matter.
What, is he being a billionaire? What the
they're actually aiming for WrestleMania 27, so that would have been 2 years
ago. The same one that Snooki was on. Actually, I ordered that one. Me and Soder and Nate Bargatze ordered that one.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we don't like it at that time.
Yeah, at that sure. time, remember?
What, like... What did Vince think was going to happen?
Look, let me tell you about Vince McMahon. And Dana and Vince McMahon like each other. Vince is crazy. Vince, about 6 weeks ago, took an F5 move, like got dropped in the air by Brock Lesnar, got picked up like nothing. And the man's 67 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't you know, that old? 67?
He's 67 years old.
No.
I swear to God.
I'm going
to
look that up.
Oh, he's almost 70 now. Yeah. Yeah.
And he took a giant bump from Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I think he is because when he was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, he was 62. And people were just saying how it was crazy.
Oh, my God, he's 67 years old.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's an old
And
buff.
6 weeks ago, he took a giant, like, I mean, Brock Lesnar lifted him up like nothing.
And fucking Brock didn't pull a punch either, dude.
Yeah.
Brock fucking, like, leveled
I mean,
him.
Dude, I got to give to him. He looks great for his age. He really does. If I would have guessed, I would have guessed about 57, 58 years old.
Well, he looks a little older now in the face.
When he was 57, he was wearing muscle shirts.
Dude, but both him and his son are crazy. Dude, because remember his son was never a trained wrestler, but yet, like... Dude, remember that one where he let Kurt Angle throw him over his head and
dude,
he kept landing?
Here's what Vince McMahon is.
Through glass windows.
Vince McMahon is the Marco Elgert of pro wrestling promotion because he wants to just get in the mix and do it. And he wants to just fucking like...
Yeah, but he does it and he's good.
I will not support any of this.
Oh, look, shut up, Oni.
Dana's Company never going to...
For your fucking $20 hosting spots you
Dana,
do.
Dana respects Vince, and 40. He's never going to do it.
$37.50.
It's amazing that Vince...
Yeah, but if you add the free popcorn, it's extra $2.50, so it's even $40.
I'm going to say this is all coming from a place of bitterness and hate.
No, I was just booked there. Never. Go ahead.
If Dana was just a little bit crazier, just like Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon made pay-per-view, Vince McMahon made a whole industry... out of nothing, really. And if Dana was just a little bit more crazy, imagine that if that had happened, where they had a real fight.
Dana, here's the thing. Dana was that crazy. Okay? Dana, here's what happened. The UFC has evolved into this point where it's a fringe sport still, but it's almost a real sport. Dana White, if you don't remember Dana White...
He was going to fight Tito.
He was going to fucking try to box Tito. They did a special about it on Spike TV.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Here's what happened. Vince McMahon has been and will continue forever to just play house. They're playing fighting. You know what I'm saying? So in Vince's mind, he's like, oh, let's fucking do this. And that's kind of where the UFC was at a few years ago, where they're like, oh, we're just kind of playing. We're not really a sport, so we'll just play like a sport. So they did freak show fights.
No.
They brought Brock Lesnar in. They had James Toney fight.
Look, he's doing his business, though, man. He's doing his business.
Who, Vince?
And he would have done that if he would have fought for real. He dabbled in MMA. Remember the Brawl for All? Where Bart Gunn got
Bart
knocked
Gunn,
out
man.
By
yeah,
Butterbean?
Yeah, yeah, Butterbean. I remember
brutal.
That.
Remember that? I mean... He's dabbled in MMA, and I think he really likes MMA, but he knows their competition.
Vic, you're on the butter bean diet right now, right?
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Is that the butter and bean diet?
By the way,
two jokes away from being Pat.
Boom! Well, it's now 7 because Tinkle brought it back to 8.
By the way, don't worry. I'm going to get 7. You guys bigger shirts next time I order the
shirts, all right? Hey, you can call me fat all day long. I know what I am.
Please don't call me fat all day long.
I know what I am.
Here's your
fat.
Hammer fisting
fat and furious.
Potato sack, Louis.
Look, The Rock started shaving his head. Lewis got about a 5-year head start on him.
He's all, I have a feeling that The Rock's going to be in this movie called Snitch. And I'm going to get my haircut just like that.
I can do this for you. My son, I don't want him to go to jail.
Let's say in the hypothetical world that Vince McMahon did fight Dana White, who do we think wins that fight?
He's still a 67-year-old person.
I still think he beats the shit out of Dana White.
I think he beats the shit out of
Dana White. Got Meniere's disease, whatever the fuck that is. Dana White is really fucking relishing being a pudgy fucking white guy. He really has Bobby Kelly head and body. He really does. Okay, Dana White or Vince McMahon.
Don't say anything, Oni. You're on the edge. You're going to get kicked off. You're not going to go back there.
Does steroids. He fucking, he lifts heavy weights. He's been fucking...
He fucking trains with fucking Triple H.
Yeah, I look...
It's like his training partner.
I
is that
truly
dude?
Think that for pro wrestlers, have you ever like shook in a pro wrestler's hand?
Yeah.
They have these big, grizzly, fucking manly hands. They're not... I remember Shawn Michaels was like a pretty boy back in the day. When I met him, WrestleMania 10 Fan Festival, me and my sister went and met him. His hand, he had the hands of like a fucking 90-year-old construction worker. These guys go for 300 days a year and put their bodies through some crazy,
yeah, but
crazy
Vince
shit.
Vince is not that guy.
Vince does do that, though. Vince comes
out... kind of lives that lifestyle. He even does. At 67.
Maybe now.
Look how jacked he is. No, he's
no,
always
he's not
been...
doing that, no. I remember
when
Vince he used to
McMahon
do it.
Vince McMahon would beat the shit out of Dana White. Dana White, he hangs out with tough guys. Vince McMahon mixes it up with tough guys.
You ever hear that story? I'm sorry to bust into that, but I was reading the Road Warriors book a couple years ago, and the Road Warriors, everyone was afraid of Vince. They still are, because Vince controls the business, but Vince also isn't a tiny guy. And they were at a bar, and someone made a joke, and the Road Warriors wanted to prove how tough they were, and someone said, you guys should, you know, do the electric chair move to Vince. So they went over there, lifted him up, and Vince just thought they were playing around. He just and Hawk comes off the top of the bar and just fucking levels him over, and then he gets up and laughs about it. He laughs about it. He was like all freaked out, but he laughed about it. But that's like some of the amazing. He's hung around with those wrestlers, you know. I mean, he goes through all that stuff.
Whose book did I read about? Whose book was that where he said he got attacked by the Nasty Boys?
I don't know.
In a hotel? Do you remember this? Where they fucking like hit him in the face with like a ring bell or something in a hotel? They like fucked his whole shit up, dude. Pro wrestlers are nasty people, man. Yeah. They're not happy. They're on a ton of drugs to deal with all the pain they put their bodies through every single day.
Oh, they're miserable.
Like, N-shaped comics. No, they really are. Dude, they're like that's, really like...
That's great,
that's,
dude.
That's a great analogy. That book was amazing. That book, you should... if I have it, I'll lend it to you, but... It had all these ridiculous stories, like IRS decided he was going to climb a fence and swim in a pool naked, and he ended up tearing the top of his dick off.
Oh.
Like, he skinned himself top of his dick. They had to take him to the hospital afterwards.
It's like, I don't know, dude. I feel like I'm going to mow the lawn with my dick.
He was climbing on a fence.
There's Bea's dad. No, she's got him. She's got
so
him.
Here's
we
the
have
deal.
A special guest, everybody.
Would they be boxing? Isn't Dana White like some Golden Glove boxer or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No. Dana White used to teach
boxer size.
Boxer size. And he used to train in boxing. He's been around UFC guys. I'm sure he's trained a ton of jiu-jitsu and wrestling and just, you know.
Yeah,
being,
I would imagine he's
but it's like
a
personal trainer. Dude, if you look at Dana White's fucking body, dude, it's very obvious he's not into like fitness or like sports or anything like that.
I think he's in good shape. He's like 6'1". Right?
He's fine, dude. Look, Dana
Vince
White's
McMahon
got like
67 years
Dana
old.
Dana White's got like my body. It's just not that impressive. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Sid? We're going to wrap up here in a few minutes. That's Beatrice's father.
Oh, the third Sydney. Wall's been broken, guys.
Yeah, the third wall's been broken.
The third wall or the fourth wall?
Fourth, but you know.
We can call it the third wall for
nine jokes away from being patched in, everybody. Nine jokes away. Todd Duffy has a better chance of being the heavyweight champion than Oni does.
Todd Duffy has a better chance of being the fourth chair on this show than Oni does.
Fair enough.
All right. By the way, go ahead.
No, okay, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I looked at Bellator's card this week. And I mean, they have some good cards that they've. But Bellator's card this week is the most uninteresting card I've ever seen.
I didn't even know that they even had an event.
They have one every Thursday, Tinkle.
I think...
Do you not know this?
No, I don't know their
is
schedule.
Is how disconnected you are from Bellator?
Yeah.
Dude, they have it's a weekly tournament.
I thought it was over, though.
Live fights every Thursday night.
Oh! What's his name is in it, right? Isn't he going to be the
Marson
finals?
Held.
Doug Marshall.
Doug Benson.
Marson Held's going to be... fighting for the title or whatever, but I think the undercard is Eric Prindle, who's the worst heavyweight ever.
He might be their new heavyweight champion.
Versus, oh, the Ginger, right?
No, they gave it to like a really tall, 230-pound guy. He beat somebody else for it.
Well, who beat Prindle? It was we saw him. He got kicked. Prindle got kicked in the balls. He has pictures of it.
Was it Conrad?
No,
Monster Santos.
Yeah. Thiago Santos.
And remember who beat him? Conrad. Yeah, Conrad beat Prindle after
Cole, the Milkman Conrad.
With a Kimura. And then, so to finish it out, though, I mean, he's fighting Brett Rogers. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous.
Well,
how do you plan this stuff? You got to get some.
Brett Rogers, though, is coming off of a knockout victory over his wife. So he's looking really good. He's going to be. Dude, Doug Marshall, he's in the finals, right?
I think so.
That guy, he had one of the funniest things I'd ever seen at a live show. I was at this show. It was the Uriah Faber versus Jens Pulver fight. Doug Marshall, he just got knocked out on WEC. He's at the event, and we're at the Arca Arena in Sacramento, and it was showing like a highlight reel of all the knockouts that are happening. And I'm watching Doug Marshall walk up as he's going to go to the bathroom or go get a beer or something. And I'm like, dude, I wonder if they would show the highlight because he just got knocked out against Brian Stand. He stops at the stand. He looks up, and they're showing that clip. He's watching himself get knocked out, and everyone kind of notices it's Doug Marshall watching himself get knocked out from like 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
And he's like laughing, though. He's like, oh, he kind of puts his beer up, and people kind of cheer him, and he's just like, oh, it happens, yeah. And then walked away. I was like, that guy's the shiznit. I don't know if I can cuss now because Beecher's dad's here. But fuck.
Yeah, well, we had a great show.
Don't fucking end the show. I'll end the show, Vic.
Oh, I can swear. Yeah. Shoot, Billy the Duda. What was that?
We still can't do it.
Oh, he's laughing, dude. I'm killing him. I mean, Oni's on the phone. Dude. He doesn't give a shit, but B's dad's. He's into it.
Are we wrapping it up now?
Yeah, in a minute. All right, Krokop won this past weekend.
I told you, dude.
He won the K1.
Want this guy to see this.
He won the K1 Grand Prix.
Yeah, that's fucking finally, sick, man.
He's never won a
K-1
Grand Prix.
Who'd he beat, Bob Sapp?
I don't know. He beat some dude who we've never heard of.
He beat Bob Sapp's knee pad or something.
K-1 Jeez. Is not what it used to be.
Nah, but Krokop, that's a good arena for Krokop to get into where they're not, you know, there's no takedowns and shit like that. He can just throw his dumb kick and...
He did. You see that?
No.
His victory? Dude, it was that fucking left high
crushed
kick.
Crushed
it.
Yeah, brutal.
Is that, but didn't he win a decision?
In the semis, but I believe in the finals was the left high kick knockout.
Against who? You don't know that?
I believe his name was TBA.
To be announced?
I believe that was his
After
official.
He wakes up?
He's German, so that's what they...
Some fucking dude.
So good for Krokop. I mean, I'm
not... Yeah, excellent, man. I love that dude.
Look, I like Krokop.
I always want him to win, and my heart would always fucking break. Every time he like, God damn it,
I know,
dude.
Man.
He wasn't as good as well. He just didn't get in at the right time. He was on the lower end of his career,
right?
And guys, make sure you visit our sponsors. Go above the latest episode of Hammer Fisting. Yeah, we're done. Sorry, buddy. Right above the latest episode of Hammer Fisting, you're gonna notice the link for Amazon.com. Make all of your purchases through that link on Amazon.com. We get a kickback. We appreciate it. Right next to that link, you're gonna notice a link for Gamefly.com. Click on that link, sign up for the 15-day 2-game free trial, free video games from the Hammer Fisting podcast. We get a kickback once again. Also, guys, make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. They have amazing headphones. Inexpensive.
Amazing.
You also get 33% off, a third off of your headphone purchase.
They're all made of wood.
By using the promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER on tweakedaudio.com gets you a discount, 33%. Buy some headphones. Also, guys, make sure you guys go to MMADiehards.com. It's the best blog in the world. And last but not least, make sure you visit riotcast.com, the home of the best fucking podcasts in the world. Also, guys, make sure you give us positive reviews on iTunes. Retweet our shit. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/hammerfisting. Facebook.com/hammerfisting.
Always hashtag, please include me.
Can we say who we think is going to win with Arlovski really quick? Arlovski?
Oh, Arlovski versus Johnson. Arlovski is going to win, I hope.
I got Johnson. Vic?
Arlovski.
Oni?
He's fighting a 170-pound black guy.
Who hasn't made weight in 3 years?
Yeah, he's gonna come in. He's gonna come in at 272. He misses weight for heavyweight.
That'd be fucking. That'd be really funny.
I'll go with Arlovski. Ugh. Johnson, just because I don't like Arlovski. Man.
How do you not like Arlovski?
I don't like Arlovski.
You know what? 18 like jokes away from being patched.
That's
in.
Fine. That's fine. I'll take that one.
You know,
I'll take that one.
Also, tweet at Chris Tinkle, at Luis J. Gomez, and give him inspirational stories and tell him to keep their comedy career floating.
I will retweet anything that you put with hashtag. Please include me. And K-Vazi, you're slipping. I had some good pictures out there, man. I thought you were going to do some
guys,
stuff
we'll be back
tweet
next
Mysterio
week.
Vic.
Next tweet Monday, Mysterio we'll be back.
Mysterio Vic. Mysterio Vic.
At Chris Tinkle, at Mysterio Vic, at Luis J. Gomez, at Oney Pettis. You guys have been amazing. Thank you for listening to episode 148. We'll be back next week. Good night.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris the Cleveland Assassin Lozano.
This is Ben Saunders.
Hi, this is Brent Weedman.
Hey, I'm Bjorn Redmi, and you're listening to the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
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 HammerFisting.com.